But they weren't all that good, it's just in retrospect.
You remember the best?
Well, I don't think we have any. And you read history, and the state of the world was just about as bad as it is now. Everything, it's just, you look back on it and you think it was better.
You remember the happier things, maybe?
Yeah.
I think so, too. If someone says to you, "Was that you I saw in town yesterday?" you might say, "No, it..."
It was not I. I did not go to town.
Okay. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little piece of cloth.
Sample.
And if you see a dress that you like, you might say, "Oh, that's a very dress."
Dress I wanted.
Okay, and put an adjective in front of dress that means it's attractive. That's a...
very pretty dress.
Okay. What do you wear over a dress when you work in the kitchen, maybe?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you use a...
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a...
safety pin.
And soap you buy, you...
but my daughter uses Pampers.
Right. That's strange.
See, we got on.
Right. My daughter does, too. And I just think it's very extravagant.
Yeah, well... when you think of the, we tried to get down Pamper service out here, diaper service, and we couldn't get it. And it's about 6 1/2 a dozen.
Sure, sure. Soup that you buy usually comes in a what kind of can?
Tin can.
In a diamond, we did that, diamond is worth. What do you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
Coat.
And if you want
now, that's another word that used to, didn't say coat, you said cloak.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was without sleeves, no?
No. Cape was without sleeves.
Ah, cape was without sleeves, but a cloak still.
Cloak was a woman's and a man's was coat, and I can remember that part right. But I've always said coat.
Sure. Okay, and if you're talking about the pretty buttons on something, you might say, "Oh, look, that jacket has such fancy buttons."
They surely are pretty.
Okay, but I want you to talk about the positioning of it.
Oh, they
has fancy buttons.
Set off the coat.
Okay.
I don't want them.
Well, I'm not making a very good effort at explaining it. The point about saying that the buttons are there, you might say, "Look, that jacket."
Enhance the jacket.
Okay, I want a preposition. It has fancy buttons down the front.
Down
the
Is ornamented with...
okay.
With
friends of us. Sometimes between your coat and your shirt, you may wear a, or a man would wear a, and a man would wear
a vest.
Okay. And a suit generally consists of a coat, vest,
and a jacket.
And the
pants, trousers.
Okay. And the article that they wear to work in is made of blue denim.
Denim jacket.
Okay, and if it's an all-over
coat? Overalls.
Okay. And if you go out in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, you would say, "Here, I've
brought your coat."
Okay. And
now, I know what, there's another word I've heard the Negroes say, "Fetch your coat."
Yeah.
Fetch it to me.
Yeah.
But that's not, I don't
okay.
use that word.
And you might say, "Every day I
bring."
Okay, yesterday I
brought.
Okay. And you might say, "This coat won't fit the child this year, but last year it
fit
perfectly." Okay, and if your new clothes are worn out, you would have to buy a new
outfit.
Okay, and a man would say he's going to buy a
new suit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in the pocket, it makes them
bulge.
And a woman may wear for a decoration around the wrist.
Bracelets.
And when it rains, you wear a
raincoat.
And you hold over.
Umbrella.